The Czech Republic has 5 years left on its lease of 14 Gripen fighter jets from the British-Swedish consortium BAE Systems Saab. But already, say some observers, the government should be thinking about next steps, a tender preparing the ground for the Czech Republic to either buy the existing planes or to opt for new fighter jets. A little earlier, Jan Wellinger spoke to General Jiří Šedivý, the former head of the General Staff, who's called on the government to begin coordinating a new tender on the fighter jets.
I think if we will wait for next election, we will have approximately 4 years for the whole tender procedures and new planes introduction, and it would be very dangerous, and probably if we will go slow way, probably it will be some precondition to keep Gripens, and it will be unfair against our and other bidders. It's a pretty short time for all activities that is related to the tender. So Czech Republic has to start very early these procedures.
Already media is reporting that it will be a contest or a clash between big producers in that next tender. Do you think that BAE Saab will have an advantage given the cost of training pilots and the initial investment that the Czech Republic has already made in those planes?
Of course, because of the Czech pilots, but the commanders and also logistics, they are now very well trained for support of these planes. I'm speaking about the Gripens. And in the case of the price for new aircraft for the Czech defense, the training were done, were paid already, and if some new company will come with another type of aircrafts, all must be paid again. So from that point of view, not due to the Czech pilots are very familiar with the Gripens, but also the price for this training, schooling, and so on. The Saab or British airspace will have some advantage than, for example, Lockheed Martin or Eurofighter and so on.
There is already speculation that this apparent trip by the U.S. Vice President Joe Biden to Prague, that planes could also be mentioned there. Do you think that that is a possibility which could still be confirmed?
I'm not sure that Vice President of USA will come to Czech Republic with the proposal concerning new supersonics. It may be some side effect, but probably it's not main reason to visit the Czech Republic. Even up to now, there is no from the USA confirmation that the Vice President will visit the Czech Republic. I think it's a speculation.
That was General Jiří Šedivý speaking there to Jan Wellinger.